Memorial Hospital, this possible?
Hey, is Victor there?
Speaking.
Hi, Victor. This is Hashim from Bank of America or Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay.
I was just following up on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed out about 2 weeks ago based on some financing that you did with MidFirst Bank a few years back.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline coming up or anything.
Well, I would like to get a credit line.
Have you been looking at just lines of credit?
At this moment, yes. A credit line or loan, whatever.
Sure. That's excellent that you said that because have you ever heard of working capital loans?
No.
Okay, so basically what a working capital loan is it's unsecured cash loan that you apply for, gets deposited directly into your business bank account, and then you use the money however you see fit for the business. So it can be used for payroll, can be used for marketing, inventory, taxes, remodeling. If you have other loans, it can be used for all of that. And you're allowed, you can access more cash with working capital than you can with line of credit. And
For how much they charge?
That actually all depends on a lot of things. One is your revenue. What would you say, how were sales last year?
How
How were sales last year?
We did I think about 300,000.
Okay, so based on so how we loan for working capital is we can give you 10 to 15% of your top line revenue.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So how much?
How much you charge me?
That we have to, let's see. That I would need some additional information to give you solid numbers on. Hang on one second here. Let's see. How much were you looking to get?
I don't know, whatever you can
Okay,
get.
so you're looking for the maximum possible amount.
Yes.
Okay, all right. One second here. So we said around 300 last year.
300,000, yes. That
Okay.
will be average in the last few years. Yeah. We used to do
Okay,
a
good.
million. We used to do a million, but then the
What
business went down
happened?
a little. We lost some contract. Like we used to have a contract with Pfizer,
Right.
with the city of New York.
Oh, wow.
But when I got the contract from the city of New York, but then when they gave it to me with no bidding,
Oh, I see.
and I had it for 8 years. But then the new mayor came in and he said, "No, you had the bidding," and I couldn't compete with China, you know.
Oh,
So
okay,
I
so you mean
lost
they
it.
outbeat you with the prices?
Yes, and
But
then
the
I have Pfizer, which I was doing like a quarter million a year with Pfizer,
Right.
and he moved from Brooklyn. They closed the Brooklyn factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they closed it, and that helped me so much because I was doing a quarter million with them, no,
Yeah, of
alone.
course, no. So it was so the reason why was based on lost contracts.
Yes, we lost Pfizer because they closed the factory in Brooklyn, and the city because they put it in bidding, and I couldn't. I came in
Where
third.
did they move to?
Pfizer?
Yeah.
Pfizer didn't move, they closed.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they closed the factory in Brooklyn, the one that they started that business in Brooklyn
Oh, wow.
for years, and then suddenly, they decided that it was too expensive to run that place they
Out
are.
of nowhere.
Yes, and they closed it, and they have factory all over, they have other places, so what they do, they took the people from there and they move it, and some they pay and some they quit, some they finish, whatever. But the point is that I have a lot of connection there, and I was doing very well there. I was doing like a quarter million in sales with
Wow,
Pfizer alone, without the city.
that's
The city was
unbelievable.
doing, we were doing like a half a million with the city, making shirt and pants.
Wow.
But all those things went out because of the contract, Then once they put it on bid, you can't compete,
No,
can't
of
compete.
course not. You can't compete with lower prices ever.
And I don't know, my product most of the time comes from China. People like cheap stuff, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's different, but I manufacture here, it doesn't matter. You know, they talk about you know, if you manufacture in the United
US,
States, you get
expensive.
It, you know. Nah, it doesn't work anything.
Of course not. No, I completely understand that. Have you tried looking for other people to have contracts with?
I have other yet, but I don't go direct. Before with Pfizer and the city, I was going direct. Now I have people buy from me and then they resell it.
Oh, okay, I see. Like a wholesaler, basically.
Yes. So now I get in less money. Before I used to get more because I used to go direct, you know. But we're still in business.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. So you said you're looking for the maximum amount, correct?
Yeah.
Based on the 300. So let's say, you know, it's like 30 to 40, 30
yeah.
to 50.
25. I'm looking for 25. Will be fine. 25, 30. That will be fine.
Okay, yeah. Because we can definitely for sure get you 30.
Yeah.
So what would you be using the money for?
Like you said, for buy goods. When a guy called me and said, look, we got a salesman in goods. I can take a chance there and buy. Like the other day, a guy called me and said, I got a lot of material. Uh-huh. And the same material that I buy direct from the factory, it will cost me less, like a half a price.
If you buy more of it.
No. You see, the factory manufactured this material.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they have plus, and they sell it to somebody else. Somebody
right.
will call me and offer it to me.
Oh, okay.
Almost so half of the price. Okay,
so
if I buy from them, I save a lot of money. But when I don't have the money, I have to buy direct from the factory.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
See, because when the factory manufactures so much,
right,
they don't have the place or whatever, and they sell it to a lot of those people. And those people, then they sell it to everybody.
Right.
And that's why if I have the money, I take that chance. You know, it's not all, every day. But when they call me, they offer to me. If I have the money, I buy. If you know, they sell it to somebody else.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so that's what
and
the money
And sometimes they pay or two when the people sometimes take a little bit longer to pay.
Right.
Most of my customers, they pay me in 40 days, 35 days. You
oh,
know?
Okay, that's not too bad.
But sometimes, in 1 month, sometimes you get the taxes, you know, the vacation, everything comes in one place, and that's when you get a little bit tied up.
Right.
If I have few extra money in the bank, so I can take it from there and then put it back later on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So what would you say, like, your return on investment would be?
The 25.
No, 25 is what you want, right?
Yeah, so like a 25 or 30, like I told you, yeah.
So
I
would you say would you say you would have a good return on that investment?
Wait a minute, I don't understand the other question.
Like if I got you $30,000, let's say, in a couple days, tomorrow, the next day, whatever, would you say that you were going to get a good return for getting that $30,000?
Yeah, but I don't going to use the $30,000.
Sorry?
I'm not going to use it. I use 5, 3, 4, you know, 10.
Yeah, but I mean...
That's it. And then when my money comes back...
Oh, and then when you need it, you use it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so you need it. You just need it there.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I need it there. When I need it, I take it.
I see.
And then when my money comes in, I put it back and then run, you know, even in, take it, put it, take it and put it. That's why, you know. Like I have many years ago, I have a credit line with Citibank.
I see. Okay, I see what you're saying.
For $50,000.
Right.
But what happened is, my son, he owned part of my business, and his son has an accident. My son has the same name on his son. And his son has an accident, and Citibank, I don't know, find out, and they said, look, we don't want this kind of business, blah, 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 and they took it off for that reason.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they took it
That's
off because not my son, you know, my son's son had an accident, and he had the same name. So Citibank find out that they have an accident, and because of that, they took off my credit card.
That's
which
ridiculous.
I have for a year. I said, I called back, and I fight it with them, but they said, no, you know, we don't want that
And they
kind
still
of
didn't
accident.
Give it back to you?
No. No, wow. I fought back and everything. I even told them that my son that was no longer in the business, in my business. You know, I took him off of the stock. He used to own, I think, 25% of the stock.
Right.
And I told him, look, my son, I took my son about 2 years ago. Yes, but when you took a loan, when you took a credit line, he was in the he signed for it. So
they said that your son signed for it?
Yeah, because he owns part of the stock business.
Right. He's part owner of the company?
Exactly. So when the Citibank gave me the credit line, he signed. All these people who owned part of my business signed. There was three.
Right.
So they all three signed. But 2 years later, I took my son off. I bought his business. I bought his part. So I used to own now 75%, and the other guy used to 25. But I didn't inform to Citibank that it is no longer there.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So right now, are you the 100% owner?
Right now, no. I own 75.
You own 75, and your son owns 25?
No. My son is no longer. The other guy who works here owns the other 25%.
Oh, okay.
You see, when I started this business, I used to own 51. My son used to own 24. And the other girl, which is my secretary, owned 24.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what happened is when we took a credit, Citibank gave you the credit line, we all three signed for it. We had to sign because we was part of the business.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so 2 years later, I bought my son's stock. So then my stock went to 75. But what happened is I didn't inform Citibank. So when he had the accident, Citibank...
Still have him as part of the company.
Yeah, I told her, it's no longer part of the company. He's been out of the stock for almost 2 years. But they said, no, because when you took the loan, he signed for it. So we have a record that he's still in the business. So
wow, that's ridiculous.
I fought with them and everything because, you know, it was $50,000.
Yeah, of course.
And I used to take, you know, 10, 5, put it back, 10, 5. I didn't own anything. I think I was about $14,000.
Oh, my God.
And I said to them, look, I don't have the $14,000. I said, okay, so you don't have to pay me right away. So they told me pay $3,000 every month.
Wow, so that's a high payment.
So I paid the $3,000 about 6 months, and I finished. So I went back and I fought with them, but they said no. They said no.
And they wouldn't even give you another line of credit?
No, because of the accident he has in Long Island, in upstate New York.
That is unbelievably ridiculous.
I know. I was with the credit line for almost 5 years. You know, there was.
Wow.
If I owed them some money, I was behind in something, I would understand, you know.
Yeah, that's different. But I mean, you seem like a loyal customer if you've been there for 5 years.
Yeah, I've been there for a long time. Yeah, for a long time. And when they give me the credit line, because well, my credit was good, because Citibank don't gonna give you know $50,000 credit line for nothing.
Yeah, of course, no.
Because they check everything. So.
They do.
Yeah, but
no,
for that reason to take it off, that was very stupid.
That is very stupid, honestly.
Mm-hmm,
and they definitely should have at least given you a warning.
If I was late in payments, or if I take the money more than $50,000 and they couldn't pay or something like that, that would be different, you know.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I never took $50,000, never. The most I took, I think, was 20, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the money was always there.
That does not make sense at all.
Yeah, if I were somebody else, I'd take the $50,000, I say, okay, sweet, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but the case wasn't that. The case was that I only took about $20,000, the most I took was $20,000, then went down to 10, you know, then put it back, take it off, put it back.
Right.
And that was what I was doing.
Wow. And the bank had a problem with that, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have a problem with that. The problem they have is because the accident. Why? I don't know. Why? I don't understand why.
I don't understand why either, honestly.
And they couldn't give me no answer. They only told me, no, we can't afford it to have people who have an accident like that.
Are they saying that because it's like a higher risk, or what is it?
I never had the right answer, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you talk sometimes with people in Citibank, and you talk to one now, you talk to another one later on, and then the other one, forget it. It was something that nobody could help me, nobody.
That is unbelievably ridiculous. Well, I apologize that even happened. Well, let's fix that then. What do you say?
Hmm?
Let's fix that problem then.
What do you mean fix? Then it never was fixed.
Sorry?
Hmm?
I'm saying let's get you a loan then.
Yeah, but was it rape?
Okay, so that, I'm going to need some info. Hold on one sec. So how would you say your credit is? Are you like good, bad, or are you like somewhere in the middle?
No, my credit is good. I don't owe nobody anything. I don't owe nobody.
Okay.
I don't have no loan. I don't have no credit. I don't have no money for anybody else.
Excellent.
Nothing.
Excellent. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So what are your expected sales this year? Are they around the same as last year?
Yeah, we're doing like that, yeah.
So you're pretty stable.
Yeah, the last 5 years we've been doing that.
Okay, good.
You know, until we don't find a big contract again, you know, but right now that's what the average right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. So you said ownership, you are 75.
I've been in business, telling you, since 1972.
Been in business since 1972.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So, I started in business yesterday or day before. And before that...
So you're very well established.
Yeah, and before that, I worked for this company before I bought the company. I bought the company in 1972. Okay?
Yes.
But before that, I worked for the company since 1954.
For the same company?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
I started working in 1952 when I came in from Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
And then in 1954, we moved to this place, to 101 Richardson Street. I worked all those years. In 1972, I bought a business.
That is an unbelievable story, honestly. That is very, very cool.
Yeah, so when I started in 1952 to 1972, I worked for this company. And then in 1972, I bought the company.
Wow.
And I've been working here since in the same place, in the same address since 1953. Yeah.
Very, very well established. Then you must be very good at what you do.
what happened is, let me tell you, what we manufacture is disposable clothes.
Right.
So what happened is, you go into the hospital, you go into the pharmaceutical, you go any place, and they're using those paper thin, and they use it once and they threw it away.
The hat,
the mask, all that stuff, the shoe cover, they only use it once and they threw it away and they keep using. It never end, you know, like you go to the store, you buy a clothes, you buy a suit, but you don't buy a suit next week. You buy a suit maybe a year.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but this business is continued. I got customers who buy, for example, I got a customer in Manhattan who buy 20 cases every week. I have to send the 20 cases every week because they use it and they threw it away.
Oh my gosh!
The same thing with when I have Pfizer. Pfizer has a sterile room to sterilize stuff. If you walk into that room with all your equipment, the hat, the face mask, the coveralls, the shoes, and the gloves, you walk into there and you forgot something, and you have to come back again out. You have to take everything off and put everything new.
You have to put on brand new stuff.
Exactly. You cannot go back to the same one that you came out. And that's why we're in business for so many years, because people use this stuff like it's not tomorrow.
Wow, that is
and
crazy.
And all the hospital, they don't use any more clothes, they use disposable.
Do they have to do that for just contamination purposes?
They have to do that because that's the, you know, when you make medicine, you have to make sure everything is sterile, it has to be perfect.
They exactly.
The pharmaceutical doesn't want to hear about anything about hair. The hair had to be covered.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, it's not like a barbershop that you go cut. No, the pharmaceutical is the opposite of the barbershop. They don't want to know about nothing. They want to make sure no even one single
not
hair
single
or
hair.
Anything goes into this product. it's a lot of money, remember, in the pharmaceutical. It's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Tons of money. That's the drug industry. It's loaded with money.
Yeah, and that's why they pay. They want to make sure that everything is exactly what the expecto man goes in there. They want to find out that's exactly what they want.
That's very true.
They always inspection and the people there all the time.
They always, what was that?
Inspection men. You know, the people from the city inspection, they make sure everything runs the way they want it. They expect.
Yeah.
It's,
I,
it's, is Expectomen who goes there and makes sure they run the. It had nothing to do with Pfizer or anything. It's from the city that goes in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's so many rules and regulations for these things.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
They have
but hey, it's a moneymaker for all the other businesses too, right?
Yeah, the same thing when you are going to the hospital and they operate you. You see the people with the gloves, gowns, cover all the faces and everything, and then they cover you with the hair, with the hat, the hat we manufacture, the hat. You know, in the when we started here,
so,
I wasn't the boss there, but when we started here, we used to make 100,000 hats a day.
Oh, my goodness. Per day?
Per day.
That
and
is
face masks also. Until that was in the 50s and the 60s, before the Chinese decided to make it in there.
Wow, that's
because when we started, we were almost the first one. The company that I was working on, it was almost the first one who was introducing the disposable product to the hospital and places like that. Blooming stuff. It was crazy. Water is coming in like crazy.
That is crazy.
Uh-huh.
How many different products do you guys make?
We make the, like for example, we make the hat, the hairnet for the head.
Uh-huh, the hairnet.
The face mask, the beard cover, the hood, the gowns, the shoe cover, the sleeve.
Oh, wow, you make it all.
We make anything that they wear, but only in disposable paper only. We
wow.
make all that stuff. We cover you complete. But they're all in disposable, no clothes, only paper.
Okay, so that's what you were talking about. When they go outside, they have to change it.
Yeah, they have to change it. The pharmacists that work that way, yeah.
That's
they have
crazy.
They have to put shoes all over. They spend a lot of money. Tell you the truth, they spend
oh,
a lot
I'm
of
sure
money.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
And they don't care, and they pay good.
Oh, definitely. Are you kidding? In the medical? Come on now.
They pay good.
They're
yeah,
definitely going to be paying.
Yeah, I was going good when Pfizer was there. I was a king there. Wow.
Yeah.
I need this, Victor. I need 20 cases. I need 40 cases. I need 40 cases of this,
oh
40
God.
Cases of that. And next week, the same thing. Give me this, give me that.
Well,
oh, my God.
Have you tried reaching out to any other pharmaceutical companies besides Pfizer?
I have people that buy from me, from pharmaceutical. I cannot go and take his customer.
Okay, so you don't have a contract with any other person, right? So you're just
no,
basically whenever
the people they buy from me, they have connection with it for the
okay,
pharmaceutical.
Okay, yeah. So whenever somebody is in need of something, they'll come to you.
They come to me or they go to somebody else because I'm not the only one. So they
right,
go.
Right, of course, your competition.
This is go and now shopping around, see who gives you the better price. In some cases, they for example, I make some special cover. For milk, you know milk?
No, what is that?
Milk pharmaceutical.
No, I don't know them.
Okay, so milk is almost bigger than Pfizer.
Oh, wow, okay.
Even Johnson & Johnson, too. You heard for Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, of course I know them.
So Johnson & Johnson, they fuel Pfizer, they all pharmaceutical. I make a special cover for milk, okay, and,
uh-huh.
and they put a stamp that they only want my cover. They don't
oh,
want
really?
Anybody else cover.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's what they want. So in that case, I had an exclusive to make it for them.
Oh, wow.
And that's a good price for me. I made good money in that one there.
That does sound like a good one. What time of year is like during your best time when they order the most, usually?
In this business, they all...
It's all the time, huh? It's
all the time. All the time. There's no slow season.
Sometimes
I surprise me that in December they I got so many orders that I have in other months.
That you can't even finish them.
Yeah, I got shocked. I said, what? But in December everybody's dead. They close sometimes when it comes to the last week of the year or something like that, or the last 2 weeks, some places they close it and I got busy. I said, oh my God, good. Even now, June and July, I do the same thing I do in February, March, or anything like that.
Wow. Do you
yeah,
still get stamped like that, even for the past few years?
Mm-hmm. No, always been like that. Always. No, only one now. It's always been like that.
Well, I mean, that's good, right? That's great news.
Yeah. But, I got a... the big upset that when I lost Pfizer and I lost the city. That was a big shock. I had to lay off a lot of guests.
Right.
A lot of people, yeah. Because when you lose one account, it's okay.
Right, right.
Okay, but when you lose two accounts, that give you almost $800,000 a year.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah,
that's not easy to recover.
No,
and then
it's
you're trying to get some another guy who at least give you half of that business. It's not easy. Take time.
Is it just difficult to get another company to trust you to do it? Because can't you say that you've been doing it with Pfizer for a long time and that would make you sound a little more attractive than your competitors?
It's a lot of competition. A lot of business come from China.
Oh, so the majority order from China.
Yeah, and you can't, let's see, for example, the hat that I used to tell you that I used to make 100,000 hats.
Yeah.
I don't make any.
Oh, you stopped making the hat entirely?
Because they can't buy from me. Because my hat, just for what I spend in material,
uh-huh.
China bring it here, and it's still lower than I only pay for the material. Without manufacturing, without making, without
it's lower,
my profit or anything like that.
It's lower even after they ship it all the way over here?
Exactly. I can get right now, if I want it, I can get a case or hat, 1,000. No, 1,000.
Yeah.
For $20. Cost me
1,000 hats.
Yeah, cost me $35 to make one case. When
wow.
I can get it from China for $20. Bring it here in my hands, put in my hands, freight included, everything.
That's crazy.
Cost me $35 to make 1,000, we are profit.
So they're almost half, you can say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and so in some cases they live in less because they if you buy so much, you know, like a big company, but
price,
they buy
yeah.
so much. I couldn't compete anymore. So the people would say, "Hey, you had it too expensive. You had your good product, but it's too expensive. But what do you want me to do? I pay for the material. I have to pay
exactly.
delivery.
Yeah.
I have to pay the
guys. It's more expensive when you manufacture it here. It's always going to be.
Exactly. You have to understand. I tell them, you have to understand. Say, yeah, but you know, I can get it for
but
this
at
amount.
Least isn't the material better?
Hmm?
Isn't the material that you use better?
No, it's almost the same.
Oh, okay, I see.
You know what happened? Well, this is what happened. Many years ago, I don't know if you hear a company called Kimberly-Clark.
What was that company?
Kimberly-Clark.
No, I don't believe so.
Kimberly-Clark makes the t-shirts. You know, they make so many products.
Uh-huh.
You never heard of Kimberly-Clark? Okay, whatever. Kimberly-Clark is a big, big, giant company.
Uh-huh.
Who manufacture a lot of stuff for hospital.
Right.
Okay? They come up with that material and to make the hat different from the one that the people were using before.
Uh-huh.
Less expensive and lighter, better and everything. But his business was so big, it got so big that they said, look, we can't keep up with this business. Let's make it in China so we can save some money.
Oh, so they outsourced.
So they took the business, took it to China. So what happened? The Chinese saw the stuff. I said, look, I'm making this material. Let's make the product.
Wow.
So they decided, hey, let's make the product for myself.
And of course, over there, the labor is definitely a lot cheaper than
this. 50 cents a day. 50 cents a day.
That's freaking real.
So that's what happened. Kimberly-Clark gave you the idea, not to give the idea to the China, to save money by making in there.
That's
so the Chinese say, look, if we make it for Kimberly-Clark, we can make it for ourselves and make the product at the same time and make money. And that's what happened.
Right.
That I decided to make all those products out of the same material, lighter, light, heavy, whatever size you want, they could make it for you. And then the material would cost cheaper because the labor is so cheap.
Yeah, the labor is unbelievably cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever looked into outsourcing? Just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever actually looked into doing that yourself?
I buy from China some product.
Oh, you
I
do
buy
already
from China.
Some?
I buy from China some product, but I can't compete. I don't want to buy the hat anymore because it's not enough money. If I buy the hat, cost me $20, right? I have to sell it for at least $30 or $35.
In
but the only guy who
profit,
get it for $20,
yeah.
he wants to sell it for $25.
Oh, so they're basically trying to sell more but have a lower profit margin.
Exactly, exactly. So I don't want to start fighting for. I say, look, if they want to buy, they buy. If not, so I give up that. I give up that product. I give up the mess product too because the, I can't compete with the mess either. You can get the mess so. I mean, my mess would cost me about 7 cents. His mess costs 2 cents.
Man, that's the difference. That's unreal.
I don't know if take one day, take a look when you go to the store and look and in the label, make in China.
Everything, you know, every single thing. Hey, since we were little kids, I remember growing up. You know, everything you read, made in China, everything.
Before I used to be Hong Kong.
Oh really? How long ago was that?
That was in the 50s. Everything was made in Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
But then, they changed it to China.
Wow.
Because, you know, China, Hong Kong now, you know, it's part of China.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. I know that.
Yeah, Before, they used to be independent, but China was fighting because I want that. That's, you belong to us, you know.
Yeah.
So they decided in circular year they're going to belong to China, and that's what happened. The year came up, and they said, you belong to me now, so it's all China now.
That's just crazy. And everything is made in China.
Everything is made in China. A lot of people say, how can you stay in business? Well, because right now, I make a special product. I make a lot of special product for pharmaceutical. I make product for a lot of other people.
So what kind of special products do you make that are available?
I make covers for the machine for pharmaceuticals.
What is that, sorry?
The machines. That they make the product, sometimes they have to be covered with plastic and things like that. And those plastic is a special one that I made for them.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
I have all the other products that I make, they don't make it in China yet because then the volume is not that big. When the volume gets big, then I worry about it. But right now, it's not big enough to make it in China.
Okay, good. So right now, it's just you. Do you compete with anyone on that?
There are a few people, but they're not, no.
But not that great.
They're not that great so far, you know. But it's not a big volume for China to get involved. China like to big volume, you know.
China's more about quantity than quality.
Yeah, they want to, when you buy it, you want to make sure the content, you bring a content full of shoe, gown, whatever.
Absolutely, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
of course.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry, I took all your time.
No, absolutely. I enjoy this, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, if anything was entertaining, and I learned a lot. A lot.
I think it was in 1979 or something like that, 1980. I came up with a newspaper and TV. When they gave me the contract, when the city gave me the contract, this Channel 7 came in here and interviewed me.
And wow, really?
I also had an article in the channel and in Daily News. Daily News also came in and they featured the factory and introduced me and told me.
I feel like you're famous in a way, but I just don't know you.
So, you know, when I got the city contract, it was a big. A lot of people came in here and, you know, the small company got a big contract with the city. You know, they made a big action at it. The Daily News came in, the Channel 7 came in, and the news, I came in the news, Channel 7 came in here, and then I saw the news in the 6 o'clock.
Wow.
A small company in Brooklyn got a big contract with the city of New York.
Wow, you made it big, huh?
I made it big, but 3 years was wonderful. But then, boom!
Hey, it doesn't mean it won't go back up.
Maybe one mayor maybe comes in and figure it out. I didn't have a chance to get back again to talk to anybody there, but maybe someday I will.
Maybe someday, yeah. Don't look that. If anything, when something like this happens, it should be a push to pull yourself back up.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're in place for so many years making the same product,
yeah.
I mean, the city should say, look, let's give a break to this guy here instead of buying for stuff from China, because...
They don't do that. It's not even about loyalty at all.
they
for them, it's about the price. If they can do it cheaper anywhere else, they'll do it somewhere else.
I know, but you see the advertiser, oh, buy the U.S. product, buy the U.S. product, buy the U.S. product. Yeah, but where?
And who really does? Nobody. Nobody.
If the city doesn't buy it, so who is going to be following? Nobody.
Yeah. Even look at the cars you see in the street. How most of them are what? From where?
Yeah.
Not from here.
They sometimes they assemble here, but not right. All the parts come from all over the United States, all over the, out of the United States.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. Yeah.
That's
even
life.
Get bad now. Imagine if Trump gets elected.
He's gonna do nothing.
Nah,
you can't force any company who leaves to come back just because you're the president.
Yeah,
that's not easy.
Nope. Nope. No. Plus,
same
he's all
thing.
Top.
You can't. You own so much money to China, you can't stop China.
Nope. Definitely not.
Uh-huh. Well,
especially him. So, he makes stuff there too.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well. So.
Okay. So let's go from here.
Okay.
So we're looking for around 30K, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in order for you to apply for this loan, it's a very, very simple process. All I require is a one-page application, which I can send to you via email, a six-month bank statement, and your tax returns for the business for 2014 if you don't have the 2015 already ready. Those are the three things that I need. Once those are in and I have received them, I can tell you if you will be approved within 24 hours. That's when I can give you real numbers, real rates, what kind of payment plans you want, whether it's, you know, a few months or like years, and we can give you that. That's within 24 hours. So we're very, very, very quick with approvals.
Okay,
it goes
so
straight to me.
You
straight to
the income tax for the company for the last 3 years.
So we need no. You need your tax returns for the company.
Let me write it down. Tax.
Sure. And this will all be in the email as well that I'll send to you after this.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
yeah. So I can just send you an email if you want, and it'll have all of this stuff on it.
Okay. Send it out, and then I take a look, and then I have to wait for my assistant.
Yeah, that's not a problem. And if and you can,
she's gonna be there for 2 weeks, so you have to wait for me. So 2 weeks until she comes over.
Sure. Okay. So you're gonna look at it, and then in 2 weeks I can follow up with you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. So I'll just send it through the email. It's basically a one-page application. You fill it out, and then I'm gonna ask for your six-month bank statement, and your tax returns, your most recent tax return. If you don't have 2015, 2014 is perfectly fine as well.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then you get those into me, and I'll send it to the underwriters, and I'll get you a response, very quick response too.
Okay.
And that's where we'll have, you know, real solid numbers for you.
Okay, no problem. Okay,
yeah.
So nice. What's your name?
My name is Hashem.
Okay, so your name will be in the application.
Yeah, I'll send it in the email. It'll be there.
Okay, no problem. Okay, take care, sir.
No, can I get an email for you actually?
The email is the girl who has the email. She's not here.
Sorry, say that again.
The girl who had the email, she's not here. She's the one who has it in her phone.
Oh, okay, but I mean,
she don't put it in the regular one. I don't know why. And she's not here, so she get it. She don't gonna do anything. You can fax it to me.
Okay, sure. I could do whatever
yeah,
works.
Fax it to me. I get it out of way. But the email, she's the one who has it, and I don't have that.
Do you know what the email is? Just so that I can send it.
I don't.
Because I sorry.
I don't have it someplace around here. It's Rosa 4NYHDA. Yago.com.
So you said Rosa 4?
Yeah. N-Y.
N-Y.
H-D.
H-D.
A. Yago.
A. One more time?
That's it. Yago. Yago.com. Yago.
Oh, is that Yahoo?
Yago.com.
Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay. So Rosa 4, nyhda at Yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
.com.
Got it.
Yeah. So
and is
know.
the fax is 718-599-1183?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I already have that right here in the database anyway. Okay, so I'll shoot an email to the one you gave me. I'll try and fax it out. I'm not sure if I can, but I'll try and fax it out right now.
Yeah.
And I'll follow up with you. You said in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's when she comes. Cause she said in Puerto Rico, his mother is sick there. And she left there a couple of days, and I don't know when she's coming back. But she told me his mother getting a little bit better, and she said maybe in 2 weeks I'll be there. But I don't know if she's going in 2 weeks or whatever, because his mother is 93 something. So.
Oh, okay, I see.
When the people is that old, you know, sometimes they get better, sometimes they get bad. I don't know.
Uh-huh. So is she the one that handles the finances for the company?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, and is she the one that has the rest of the ownership?
Yes.
Okay, so she's 25%, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so 25% on her. Okay, perfect then. I will send an email out, try and fax that, and I'll follow up with you in 2 weeks. How's that sound?
Yeah. If I don't mind, don't bother her too much with the email, because she's not going to answer to you.
Okay, sure.
The best thing is to fax it to me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to bother to her, because she's so busy with mother there. I don't want to.
Of course. And you don't have your own email address that I can send?
No, that's the only one we have.
Not even
she
like.
She always pick up the phone, so she has that one there.
Okay.
Just put that in there, and I don't care. You know, I don't because.
Yeah.
She's the one who handed everything.
Yeah, she's the one who reads them. So yeah, whatever email she wants, right?
I do the production. This is the way we decided. That's why I gave her 25% because she runs everything in the office is run by her.
Right.
For the production and the production and the sewing machines, take care of everything else, buy the material. I come to her, say, look, I need this, and she go and buy. But running the factory is me, and she running the office.
Got it.
That's
perfect.
That's the way we establish, perfect. You know.
You broke it down perfectly. That's exactly the information I was looking for. You did it right.
Okay. If she passes away, I'll let you know.
is the rest of the ownership?
Me.
Will the rest of the ownership go to you?
Yeah, but I don't think so, because she's younger than me. What's going to happen is she's going to end my part. Because she's younger than me. I'm 70-something, and she's 50-something.
She'll overtake you.
Yeah, she might take over me. Okay,
oh,
so take care. Okay.
All right, I'll follow up with you then.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. It was nice talking to you, Victor.
Me too, okay, take care.
Thank you, take care. Bye-bye.